today, we're going to talk on the topic of your purpose. What's your purpose? I've heard about it myself and often thought, what are they talking about? You know, there's been a book written about it called The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And if you've never read it, I suggest you do, but it's excellent because it's not, you have to sit down and read the whole thing all at once. Read a chapter, think about it, meditate upon it. There's questions there. Because what's your purpose is like, question yourself, question life, question your thoughts, question your actions, question, what am I doing this for? You know, your purpose is really your central motivating aim of life. What gets you up in the morning? And it can change a bit. It can start in one section and move to another. It could be the same purpose your whole life. It's, I guess, dependent upon what is your purpose, what God has for you, and what He reveals to you as you grow and mature and get older. Chadwick Boseman, I never knew his name, but I recognized his face. He was the actor who played Black Panther in one of the Marvel movies. He just recently died, but I heard him speak at a graduation of a university at a college in America, and he spoke on purpose. I would like to read to you his talk, his presentation. God has a plan that God predestined inside of you. God said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The Message Bible says this, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Wow, when I read it like that, it gave me a different perspective. Plans that I want to give you, God's talking to us, that you hope for. He's planted inside of us things that we dream about, we hope for, our purpose that sometimes we've got to find. Sometimes you just seem to know at such a young age. You know, the things that you like doing, the things that get you up in the morning, that inspire you, that make you question and go, whoa, how does that work? How do engineers have this ability? Because they like machines and they want to work out how it works and how to, you know, do all the mathematics that go with it. What's your purpose? Chadwick continued, hear me well, he said. When some of you are listening now, when you've reached the hilltop, and he was talking about the hilltop because of at the moment they've reached a hilltop in their life. I've done all the study. Now what's next? Now, it could be the hilltop of your career, could be the hilltop of something in your life where you've come to a point and now you've got to make another choice, another decision. Do I go down the mountain? Do I go to the side? Do I go up further? What do I do? When some of you have reached the hilltop and you're deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education, rather, find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of just you. It is the reason you are on this planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in your purpose, is wrapped up in the things you're here to fulfill, whatever you choose for a career path. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. God has something for you. It doesn't matter if it's different to anybody else. It doesn't matter if anyone stands against it. God will move that something or someone that's holding you back away from the door and put someone there who will open it for you. He continued and said, I don't know what your future is, but be willing to take the harder way. the more complicated, the more one with more failures. At first, then successes will come. The one that has proven to have more meaning, more victories, so therefore more fights, more glory, then you'll not regret it. Wow, what maturity in that presentation. It wasn't like, just go for it, guys. It was like, find out what is your purpose. If you don't know about that, if you don't know what it is yet, go check it out. Maybe like some people from a young age, they know. Go check it out. Don't wait till you're old and go, oh my goodness, I've finally worked out. But sometimes that happens to people. I know St. Augustine wasn't necessarily old, but he writes in his Confessions how he regrets he didn't find God earlier. He says, late how I loved thee, beauty old and ancient. And it goes on to say that, like, it's a really regret lines of words that he's written to say, ugh, I missed out on so much. But St. Augustine was obstinate, proud, wasn't listening to people's advice or to what God was telling him, trying to share with him. And then he found his purpose and he never looked back. What is your purpose? And only you can answer that. We have to have a purposeful life, because otherwise our life just meanders with no purpose, with, oh, I just did that because I felt like it. Well, we want our life to count. Who doesn't want that? We want our life to count, to matter to ourselves and to matter to others. And maybe we'll never be famous. Maybe we won't be in social media. Maybe we won't have, you know, headlines and say, look at this actor, look at this writer, look at this, you know, concert pianist. Maybe we won't have that. But we will have to ourselves satisfaction that we are doing what we are meant to do, and we love getting up in the morning and doing what we're doing. Purpose can guide life. It guides our life decisions. It can influence our behavior. It can shape our goals, offer a sense of direction, and create meaning. Our purpose is like a compass, showing us the way to go. No matter what our age, you know, I feel like my purpose has changed a bit. I started out a young girl at university. I chose an area of study that I enjoyed. And then after, when I was doing my career, I got married, became a mother, love being a mother, still love being a mother. Now I'm a grandmother. And I feel like God's showing me more of my purpose. I loved all those things and I think they were my purpose along the way. But now that I'm an older grandmother, I think God's saying, okay, now I want you to go do this. That you're going to build upon what you've learned, the wisdom, the heartaches, the struggles, but your character is right now ready for the next purpose in my life, no matter your age, no matter your age. You know, St. Augustine also said, there are many going afar to marvel at the heights of mountains, the mighty waves of the sea, the long courses of great rivers, the vastness of the ocean, the movements of the stars, yet they leave themselves unnoticed. So they're going exploring all these wonderful, majestic things, but what about the majesty within themselves? You know, maybe we won't be famous like David Attenborough. At the age now he is of 94 and all the documentaries, he goes sees these majestic creations and creatures of the world and documents them so we have the pleasure of seeing what he sees. And he's famous. Maybe you won't be famous like him, but you still want to have the satisfaction of knowing that I influenced who I was supposed to influence around me, even if it was just your children, even if it was just the next door neighbours. But people noticed something majestic about you because of your purpose. C.S. Lewis goes on to say, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. St. John Paul II says, let us build a civilization of love. Let us start and build. So if you don't know, go find out your purpose. If you do know, then go aim for it more. Go for it. Because you will be satisfied. God will be satisfied because you're doing what he wants you to do. But you'll get up in the morning busting to get out and do what you need to do because it gives you satisfaction and it gives you delight that you're doing what you're meant to be doing. So I'll leave the question to you. What is your purpose? Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, could you help us find our purpose if we don't know? Could you guide us? What do I read? What do I know? What do I meditate upon? So I can dwell upon what you have created me for. And if I do, Lord, stray, guide me. Show me. Open the doors. Lord, we trust because you've put it in us. You have planned before all time what we were meant to do. And you have this hope and this future for us. We ask you, Lord, to guide us and show us what this hope and this future for us, particularly just us, is. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Heartbeat.